Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The NFL releasing its offseason schedule Wednesday, and it does include some actual work on the field after an all-virtual offseason in 2020. The 9-week program is all voluntary, except for one mandatory minicamp. Team workouts are set to begin Monday, with more intensive practice and field work allowed in May and June. COVID protocols remaining in place for all teams, but the NFL Players Association is urging players to not attend the voluntary workouts, saying in a statement Wednesday night they're still concerned about safety amid the ongoing COVID pandemic. Meanwhile, in other news, the Browns landing an all-pro, signing free agent edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney to a one-year deal. Clowney joining a Browns team on the upswing and couldn't be more excited about playing with Myles Garrett and finally not being the center of attention for the opposing offensive line.
I've been getting double teamed off a lot in this league over my career, and I'm looking forward to playing with somebody dominant on the opposite side like a Myles Garrett who can draw a double team. Maybe I can go one-on-one. With my potential and the way I play the game, if I can stay healthy and stay out there, I shouldn't be no far away from being a defensive player. Yet. They say the sky's the limit, but it's probably higher than that. And they got footprints on the moon. That's what we try to reach.
Former Bengals running back Giovanni Bernard was officially introduced as a current running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bernard is entering his 9th season in the NFL and said he couldn't pass up the opportunity to play with Tom Brady and that he can already feel the difference in the culture with his new team in Tampa. Dallas also making their one-year deal with Keanu Neal official, but say they'll be playing the former Pro Bowl Falcon safety as a linebacker. Neal had a bounce-back season in 2020, racking up 100 tackles, one pick, and one sack after only playing in 4 games the previous 2 years. And after a 5-sack comeback season with the Cowboys last year, Aldon Smith had a free agent visit with the Seahawks. And there are plenty of playmaking free agents still looking for a team to make an impact on, including Justin Houston, Melvin Ingram, K.J. Wright, and Richard Sherman. The draft is 2 weeks away, and Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields showing out for teams for a second time on Wednesday. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan was one of 5 high-ranking teams on hand to see Fields put his skills on display. So much intrigue in this year's QB class, where we could potentially see 4 QBs drafted in a row for the first time in NFL draft history. And it all kicks off Thursday, April 29th, the 2021 NFL Draft, 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, ESPN, and ABC. Well, that'll do it for me. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Will Selvin. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.